It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Hey there. Welcome to the show. Thanks very much for listening and for telling a friend. Today we're speaking with Dr. Nicholas Yeroux. He's an expert in joint pain and disease and a valued staff member at Hogue Hospital for 23 years, also the former chair of Hogue's orthopedic department. Welcome, Dr. Yeroux.
Hello. Hello again.
Hello. It's such a big subject to tackle in a small amount of time, but we're really glad you're here to tell us a bit more about some of the ways you can help avoid common injuries that tend to happen more often than not on the weekends, which is why we refer to those patients who sustain these injuries as weekend warriors, and I count myself among them. Tell us the most common weekend injury you see in men.
Very frequently I see men in their late to 30s to early 40s who try and recall their high school days when they and do what they did then, and unfortunately, God has a different plan as we age, and you just can't. That's also verified in our professional sports industry, where men who reach 30 to 35 are pretty much washed up, which is unfortunate.
And then there's
Brett
Favre.
From a professional standpoint. But I do see these men in their late 30s to early 40s who try and play softball or jog and come in with back and neck problems. Unfortunately, a lot of Achilles tendon ruptures and things
sure.
such as that are very common in these individuals who are starting to be on the I hate to sound pessimistic, but on the deteriorating side of our body's health curve, and they pay the price for that.
That's just realism, you know. And then you see somebody like Brett Favre going out there in the NFL and just getting battered, and it's
yeah.
That's not a weekend warrior injury, but that was his profession. However, I think maybe it might be time for him to take up, I don't know, cycling class or something.
Well, I think he'll retire and unretire two more times before he makes that decision, but he's fortunate that he's an unusual athlete who kind of goes beyond the two standard deviations of normal and is able to participate at 40, as was a man when I was younger by the name of George Blanda, who played into his I think he was 46 years old and still playing
wow.
professional football.
Wow.
But that's few and far between, and that's a God thing, where they're blessed yeah. with genetics that allow them to do that.
How about women? What do you see in terms of common injuries?
Women, again, like to play tennis, and I see Achilles tendon ruptures and tennis elbow, which is a painful malady that involves the outside of the elbow and difficult gripping tennis rackets, so...
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of that, and then there's knee problems due to the sheer stress of that particular sport. So
and golf.
These are women in their kind of late 30s, early 40s again that are trying to push the envelope, and the envelope isn't there anymore.
I'm surprised that you haven't said weightlifting, because, you know, so many guys get in the gym and they think, oh, I can do that, and then they haven't trained or conditioned properly and try to lift more than they can.
Well, that does occur, and that frequently ends up with... shoulder problems, and they call it bench press shoulder, where they get inflammation of the rotator cuff tendons, and very mm-hmm. common, wakes them up at night, and it's a difficult thing to treat. Usually it's time and anti-inflammatories, and an occasional steroid injection can help, but usually it takes 3 to 6 months to get over that weightlifter shoulder that I see the men frequently.
I'm thinking you're going to tell us that stretching and conditioning have an awful lot to do with avoiding injury.
That's absolutely true. I mean, that's just common sense. People should, and they say, exercise at least 1 hour three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important to kind of maintain your body in a ready state to participate in any particular sport that you feel you could at that time. So, yeah, at least 1 hour three times a week is something that I recommend, and I try to adhere to myself.
Yeah. Now, my downfall was playing squash tournaments. You know how you play really hard, and then you sit for 30 minutes till your next match, and then you play really hard, and in between, your muscles get cold.
They sure do. I mean, that's that, again, is common sense. And obviously, stretching before or trying to maintain some form of motion to the joints to prevent stiffness and subsequent injury that can occur.
Yeah, my injury, my particular one was squash, well, two actually. First time I completely destroyed my medial meniscus on the left side, and the second time I blew out my ACL on the right side. So, I mean, if I had just maybe walked around during those matches instead of sat there and got chilly in the air conditioning, maybe I could have avoided both of those injuries.
Well, that's tough to know, but true, when you do lose the warmth of the muscles and the suppleness of the joints, that you are prone to injury. That ACL is a tough injury for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got it probably 95% back now, but it wasn't fun.
Did you have it reconstructed?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Now, are there any activities you'd actually recommend people over 50 avoid altogether in order to spare their joints?
I'm over 50 myself.
Yeah, I know.
I don't consider myself ancient, but personally, I've given up jogging, and I used to be an avid jogger for 20, 25 years, and my knees and body and back just can't take it. So I'm not a big advocate of running when you sort of hit the 50 age. And if you're going to do that, you're going to pay the price, particularly if you run on hills. I tell people to run on flat, soft surfaces such as a treadmill, which people say is boring.
Yeah.
But impact loading for people that age is, you're going to pay a price. And as we spoke about before, there are alternate cross-training ways to get aerobic activity.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people at that age, and me included, are fighting the weight battle, and it's very difficult to lose weight. And with jogging, as people have found, as have I, that it's an excellent way to control your weight. Unfortunately, you beat yourself up in the process.
I'm a big fan of Pilates and yoga and strengthening your core, which helps your spine and really kind of helps everything. What are your thoughts on Pilates and yoga for your patients?
I think they're great. They are low impact and great for the body. Unfortunately, they've taken it a little bit out there with this hot yoga stuff, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. But
right.
Nonetheless, people are looking for a niche to maybe try and garner patients or whatever. But I think yoga and Pilates 3 times a week would be one of those activities that is very good for your body.
We have another email from Janine in Redondo. She asks, are there tests you can administer to give patients an idea of how their joints are faring? I mean, we have bone density tests, but are there joint density tests?
Not really, no. They're obviously tests for genetic disorders and, rheumatoid arthritic disorders or psoriatic arthritic or lupus type disorders, but not really. Other than that, you just basically you go by how you feel, and if things are swelling, then something's wrong. It's not right.
Right.
If your joints ache when, in particular, when you're not active, then something significant could be going on.
What are some of the specific services your team offers?
Well, we have first of all, we have a friendly staff here, and Hoag Hospital has an excellent reputation throughout the community. And we try and say that we are user-friendly and treat anybody that needs anything done, and just be a good physician, good staff, and it's pretty much what we do in our office and at Hoag.
And also, Hoag is very involved with family education and support for the family as well as the patient, right?
Hoag is excellent with their public relations department in the community here. They're very active in preventative medicine and lectures throughout the county to educate the people of Orange County on various topics, not just orthopedics, but anything that is health-related. You'll find Hoag being very supportive to the community, which is part of their message, and they've lived up to it. So I've been very pleased with my affiliation with Hoag Hospital.
And I might add that we had a little talk off the air. Spirituality is a bit important when it comes to health, overall health. If your spiritual life is in order, tend to be that even if you have problems physically, it's going to be easier to handle, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a firm Christian, and I think it's important to be grounded in faith and know that some things are not treatable. So we have to have something else to rely on, and God is certainly that person that we can rely on.
thank you so, so much for your energy, your passion, and your wonderful spirit, Dr. Yeru, for being with us today.
Thank you, Deborah. God bless.
It's a total pleasure to have you on the show. We're talking about common weekend injuries, how to avoid them, how to handle them, both spiritually and physically. And remember, you can always listen to a podcast of this show at hoaghospital.org, 24 hours a day and on demand in case you missed something or just want to hear it again. You can download it anytime onto your iPhones, your Shuffles, your iPods, and give this valuable information to your friends so they can listen to it whenever they have time. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and please stay tuned. There's much, much more to come.